From the hills of West Virginia to the high rises of Chicago. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Dan is now sharing his experience and knowledge with the AM 560 audience. So sit back and learn how Dan has helped his clients manage the ups and downs of the real estate market across the country. Now, here's the host of the Mortgage Update, Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. If you have any questions for me, give me a call, 833-DAN-FRIO, and it's D-A-N-F-R-I-O. All right, welcome, Stevie G. Here's what I want to talk about in this segment.
Yeah.
I brought my son today. He's the CEO and founder of American Drum Supplies.
Yep.
And it's a new company.
Okay.
So, you talk all these steps about life coaching, sales coaching, coaching realtors, coaching loan officers, coaching life, coaching couples. So what I want to do is, could you talk with Pat? It's a startup business. There's probably a lot of people out there listening that might be starting a business or even starting a new job or starting a new marriage or just had a child. There's a start to everything that we go through. No matter, I'm 54 years old. I started a new job 6 months ago. So it was a whole new, you know, environment for me. So in his situation, he opened this company. He's doing good, but he needs to, he's wanting to take it to the next level. Step in, I guess, is the best way to, that's the best way I can say it.
You know, I mean, everything's got, first the question is, you know, what's the plan? Everybody needs a plan. A lot of us just go into things and just say, well, I got this bureau thing and I'm going to do it. And you've done good. And that's what happens, right? We do good and then we drop off, right? Because it's only our momentum carrying, but you need a plan. Everybody needs a plan. You need a life plan. You need a business plan. And that's the first thing I start with is what's your plan? If that's where I come in, they go, I don't have a plan, right? Most of our realtors don't have a plan. Mortgage people, they don't have a plan. So even in business, you don't have a plan. But your life needs to be a plan. Your life needs to be have some structure in it. So I ask, what's your plan? And the first thing I start with is, again, what are the goals? What are your personal goals? What do you want out of the business? You know? And so there's questions. So one of the questions that I always ask any of my coaching, we start off every week with, what do you need from me this week to help you grow your business or help you grow yourself? What's the most important thing you need from me? One thing.
I think to answer that would be the overall experience. I guess we go to school, but you know, we don't initially break the ice on how to make that first cold call. There's a lot of things.
Interesting.
It's just, I feel like the basic stuff that
that's why coaching comes in. So, right, Dan, 54, I'm 58, right? Had, I can tell you, 20, 30 businesses. Most of them failed. I only, 49% failed, 51 did good. And so that made a difference of millions of dollars. But it's what's in your drive. So you have to start out. What do you do every morning? What time do you get up? Master your mornings. Most of your money is made before 9 and after 5 in certain businesses. Does that mean you don't work throughout the day? No, it works. But what time are you getting up? You know, one of the things in successes is, are you working out? And I'm jumping around here. But so there's a certain thing. You know, the first thing we start out is your personal schedule. What are you doing? Can you work? Where do you work? Out of your house?
I do. Yeah.
We have is that a good setting for you?
It is, but we also have an office about quarter mile, half a mile away, which is, it's convenient if needed.
So, and that's one of the things, like I can't work in my house, right? I'd be on watching TV. I would be drinking pop and milkshakes and taking the dogs out. I can't do that. So I have to come somewhere. You have to determine where you're best at, right? Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So we'd set up you on a goals. We'd set up on a goals. We, you know, vision boards we look at. Do you have a vision? You know, do you have stuff up, personal things that you want? Because the personal things, what you want, you're going to be driven in business to get them, right? Yeah. So if I want a nice car, or I want certain a house or a new condo or something, I'm going to go get it in business. I'm going to get a little more aggressive, right? Does that make sense? So that's where I start. I start out with goals. I start out with a business plan, a schedule, a routine. What are you doing in the mornings? What are you doing throughout the days? So in my office, my schedule is on the board. You know, my son yells at me too. He's 27. Why don't you have it on your phone? I can't. Right? So I put it on a board. But my schedule is done. It's filled in for the week before. So on Sunday, you should know what you're doing for Monday through Friday, right? And so that's where I would start on this, Dan. I would start out, you know, basic stuff to get things going. And then we would move into making the cold call. Are you good with that? And if you're not good with that, they say this, you've got to feel pain, right? And then once you feel the pain, it gets a little easier, right? Oh, you practice, right? You said you practice in whatever sport you did, right? That's important. You have to practice in business. You didn't start out good whenever you did in sports, right? But the more practice you did, you got better. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Same thing in business. Makes sense, Patrick?
Same thing in life.
Yeah.
So, okay. So you get the plan together. One of the topics we were going over is, you know, we discussed worrying. Or don't worry about what others think. Another segment that we wanted to talk about is giving it your all. So
yeah,
let's keep on this format. And again, Patrick he's my son. We have him in this format, but the goal of the segment is life coaching. So you get something out of this. If you're in sales, if it's a family matter, if you own your own business, anything in your life, you have to sell, some way, somehow, meaning, you know, you want to go see a particular movie and your wife wants to see a different one. You got to sell her on the fact that you want to go see the one you want to see. So and every piece of this puzzle is some sales of some sort. So when you say, you know, don't worry about what others think, we kind of just nick that a little bit. That's kind of, you just got to get over that part of it. The next thing is, are you giving it your all? I hear this a lot, especially in the circles that I run, even in our office. Everybody always says, yeah, I just don't have time for that. Well, you just watched, you know, Game of Thrones marathon over the weekend, and you spent 10 hours watching that marathon. But then you come to the office on Monday and say, you know, I just don't have the time to do that. That drives me nuts. So when you say give your all, what kind of define that?
Let me explain. So when let's talk about you in particular, Dan. You're a guy, and not because this is your show, but I can truly tell you guys out there that you give your all. So when you're in the morning, you're popped up, you're pumped up. We're talking, we're brainstorming in the morning. And then when I walk over there by you into your office, you're focused on your business. And you're giving your all. And then you're going home and working till 9 o'clock doing your podcast. That's somebody giving it all. Does that make sense? So how do you translate that? Where does that come from? Here, at church the other last week, and he talked about it comes from within. It's within us. You got it within you. I'm driven. It's within me. That's where it comes from. Am I making sense with you on that? So you know what you do. You're like all over the place. Blah, 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 blah. Right. You're always working. Is it our time? Did we grow up in that era? So I'm still trying to figure it out. It's up to you on what your drive is, Patrick. So when we talk about your son and how that works and giving your all, you can say I'm immersed, I'm committed, I'm dedicated, but what is your all? Are you listening to motivational videos? Are you tapping into things that are going to make you stronger in that area? Every morning, I'm listening to motivational.
Yeah,
I'm on YouTube.
You really do.
Honestly, you know
every
that.
Time I walk in his office at 8:30, between 8:30 and 9, every morning I'm popping in, and you got it going.
Because you know what that does? It stops. It makes me not worry what other people think of me. Because I'm getting filled, right? So I'm getting filled on Sunday with the word. And then every day I'm listening to some motivational thing. And sometimes on Wednesday, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
in your coaching, do you probably get a lot of the excuses drive me nuts. And you know
I get
what I'm
a
saying.
Lot of that.
I don't have the time for this. And I didn't do that. Oh, I forgot that. I didn't know. I couldn't do that. That drives me absolutely bonkers.
So in coaching, I have a lot of people. So there's a couple, two realtor women that I coach. Took about 7 months. So we met once a week for 7 months. And finally, we had to find out what was the bother. And there was crying. She'd cry and break down. And we peeled the onion back. But guess what happened in January once we solved all the problems? We found out what really was the thing holding her back. She's got 4 or 5 deals. So it took 7 months. So coaching is like anything else. Here's why. You know why, Dan? Because accountability. So if Patrick comes in and says, Steve, I need you to help me, I'm going to say, Patrick, I'm going to hold you accountable. Are you okay with that? Right. So I'm going to ask Patrick, what'd you do this week? Now he can't run, Dan. Mm-hmm. He's got to do what he said, I'm going to do this, right? All I'm doing is making sure. So that's why coaching is so powerful.
Right.
Right. So when you play football or baseball, you have this coach. He teaches you the basics. But then what does he do, Dan? It's all about motivation. I'm here. I'm building you up. You can do this. Same thing with what we do. Right. So when you're not worrying about people, you have a plan. You are focused. You're immersed. But that comes in giving your all. So everything I talk about on this list that we're going to talk about in the next couple of weeks leads into something through coaching. Am I making sense?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Where does the drive come in? You got to look at it, Dan. You could talk about that because you have the drive. So it's interesting. You already have it in you. That's why I admire you. And I'm sitting here with you today. I love coaching you. Because also, you know what? You got to be teachable and trainable.
Yeah.
I'm 58 years old. I still take advice. I'm listening to you too. I'm learning two things new on coaching every week to help other people.
Tiger Woods has a coach.
Yeah.
He's the best golfer in the world.
Yep.
And he can still, you know, cut a stroke here and there by getting coached.
Yep.
So thanks, Steve.
Good. Yeah. Thank you, Dan.
Awesome information again this week. I hope everybody gets what we're trying to do. We have to focus on a particular area, and this week was kind of Patrick, and he's going to be in on our next segment because he just opened a company that I want to help him promote. But it's relevant to everybody out there listening in one way of your life or another. So thanks again, Steve. If you have any questions for us, or you even want to get in contact with Steve, you're a realtor, you're a mortgage person, and you want to get coached, you want us to help you get to the next level, give us a call. 833-DAN-FRIO, DANFRIO. Don't go away. We'll be back in a couple minutes with Pat Frio of AD Supplies. God bless. Don't go away.
Now, more of the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. If you have any questions for us, please call 833-DAN-FRIO. And Frio is, obviously, you should be able to spell Dan, but Frio is F-R-I-O. So this segment, I asked my son to come in. He's a sponsor of the show. I kind of forced him to do that. And he is the CEO and founder of American Drum Supplies. And as we call it online, it's adsupplies.net. So, welcome, Pat.
Hey, how's it going?
Awesome. So, hey, thanks for driving me in today.
Of course.
So, I asked Patrick, he graduated college with a degree in communications and marketing, and an opportunity came up for him to be a distributor for a drum company. And he came to me and he said, I'm going to be, you know, I want to start this company. And it's a, you know, I was hoping he'd get in the mortgage business, but kind of hoping, but kind of not hoping. So he came to me and said, you know, I want to be a distributor of drums. And I kind of deer in the headlights, and I looked at him. And I'm like, you really think you could sell enough drum sets to make a living? And I was far off of what exactly is. So welcome, Pat. And explain to all of us. He's a sponsor of the show. So go to the website and you go over to sponsors and he's listed there. But explain to us, what is your company? What do you guys sell? Who's your competition? Mm-hmm. Where is the product made? Just kind of go through what you got.
So we're a family-based company, as you know. We're an industrial equipment wholesaler. So what we do is sell a bunch of products. Basically, like you were saying, drums. Drums are our niche. So you're probably thinking of the
drum set. Well, that's when you first came to me. I'm like, do you think you can sell enough snares to make a living? But what is a drum?
So a drum is actually, it's a barrel. So the drum is just it's a storage container. It's called an HDPE, which is a high density polyethylene. So basically, this is a high density. It's UV resistant drum that you can contain.
So who uses it?
Basically, these products can be used anywhere. You'll often see them used in the chemical industries, the waste management industries, and also even at your residential houses.
When Pat came to me, it was amazing the companies that would buy truckloads. So I'm thinking, you know, what do these people do with this stuff? So when you sell to somebody and they're ordering, you know, one or two truckloads, I mean, we're talking a month.
Yeah.
You have companies that are ordering a truckload a month. So there's hundreds of these drums on there. What are they doing with them?
So for an example, we have a hospital that we work with. And what they do is hazardous containment. Everything that you see that goes on in the surgery.
So they throw in these bins.
Yes, absolutely. So you see like where the hazardous waste materials, anything that's hazardous waste can go in these units. So whenever it's placed into these units, then it has met the requirements federally.
So what makes you, because there's huge companies out there that have the same products that you have, companies such as Uline. And I'm not bashing these companies. Phenomenal companies. There's companies like Uline, Granger, the Carey Company. There's a whole bunch of companies out there such as that. You guys have basically the same. And again, I'm not bashing these companies. It's the same product. I mean, by the same manufacturer. So why would someone go to you versus go to one of these other companies?
Like you're saying, these are all wonderful companies. The thing is if you're wanting something within the next day or two, that's just not possible for me because I do not warehouse the products. It might get you in a week or two.
Okay.
But the thing is, I'm going to save you 25% because I don't have that warehousing fee.
So one of the companies you spoke to, it was the beginning of the year, it was last year, and they came to you and they said, you know what, these tariffs, a lot of the tariff wars and everything else was pretty much really weighing on their bottom line. So they wanted an area where they could cut costs. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest expenses they had was, other than human resources and those areas, was their materials. So they reached out to you and you captured a fantastic order and you've been getting them monthly. But this is a way for people. And again, you hit it right out of the park with this one. You know, the Ulines and the Grangers, those are like the Amazons of the industry. And if you need it overnight, you can't do that.
No.
But if you're looking for a price competitive approach to these products, you have to go to adsupplies.net. How do I want to say this? What segment of the business are companies that would use these products? Is it chemicals, food?
It can be residential, commercial, industrial.
Okay.
It can go medical.
Like, what are these companies putting in there? Like a medical company, what's a...
So some medical companies might put some of their pharmaceutical...
Okay. And you have various capacities of drums.
So we have 10 gallons or 14 gallons, 20 gallons, 30 gallons, 55 gallons, 65 gallons, and a 95 gallon drum. Now, whenever you're talking about these bigger drums, a lot of them are used to actually store another drum. You'll look at the 65 gallon drums for an example. What do they store? They store the 55 gallon drums.
For spill containment.
Yes.
You even have like pallet systems or something like that that are, you put barrels on in the event that a barrel would spill chemical waste, oil, something of that, right? So that's the drum section. So other than drums, I know drums is your wheelhouse. That's where you have basically a competitive edge over almost every company out there that I've seen. Mm-hmm. And you've even done a market analysis based on Amazon and all the other competitors you have. You're pretty much, your price point is about 10 to 15% on average lower than all those. Again, you can't ship the product overnight. Many of these products they can have within a week or two at the most. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge competitive edge. You're family owned, which that's another thumbs up. God bless you. All the products are made. Are they all made in the U.S.?
Yes, they're all made in the U.S., which is great.
So that's that part of the equation. If you go to adsupplies.net, you're going to see a whole wide arrangement of products. Go through some of the things. One of the cool things that you distribute is if anybody's out there and you have a red gas can and it probably has Eagle on the side. That's one of the products you distribute.
Correct.
What else do you have? Like, so, how many products are there?
We have about 1,500 products. Okay. And those can be broken down into drums. We have flexible spill containment. We have material handling. And then we also have safety cabinets. So basically, you can find anything you possibly could need in the industrial world just searching on the website, adsupplies.net. Like you were saying, we're family owned. Everything's made in the USA. And we really like to focus on that. We're not like Amazon in the sense that we sell these individuals, which we do, but we really like to sell in bulk.
Even if you're a distributor out there, because I know you, one of the times you came to me and you're like, I think the niche that I could have is I could be the distributor's distributor, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because you're taking 100 different distributors, small distributors. So if you're out there and you use the products, if you're a small entity and you go to companies such as the end manufacturer, you're not getting the economies of scale because you're going to pay top tier pricing for that because you're only going in and you're buying, 50 units. Okay. So companies such as the bigger companies, many times they don't want to ship you, one or two items. They want to ship you a truckload. If you go and buy an individual product, they're going to jack up that price because that's really not where they want to be. Yours is you're taking the economy of scales of, say, 100 different smaller distributors, and you're giving them that price that they would pay if they were ordering $1 million a year.
Absolutely.
So that's when you came to me with that kind of thought process. I'm like, dude, I think you're onto something, because if you could help everybody like co-op all this stuff into one spot and then distribute it from there.
Yeah.
So if somebody's out there looking to get a quote from you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best and easiest way to get a hold of us is you can reach us at 888-606-3786, which is 888-606-DRUM. Or you can just go to our website at adsupplies.net, which is probably the simplest way, where you can view our catalog, you can view all of our items, but it also has an actual request quote button. So it's fairly simple. What it's going to ask from you is just your name. I need some of the product information of what you're looking for and the actual quantity of this. Once this is provided, we'll have a quote back with you within 24 hours.
You're like a co-op. And what co-ops do is all the farmers get together and dump their stuff into one big bin. And then they sell it in huge quantities. If somebody were to, and you, when you came to me and I'm like, dude, that's perfect, because you have all these little distributors that need these products, and they're going to the manufacturers, and they're, like you saying, they could pay upwards of $100 for one of these drums. They can come to you, and if they, you're getting by the truckload, you might cut their costs in half in some of these areas. So if you're a distributor, you can go to the manufacturer. You're getting the same product from the same manufacturer, the same SKU number, but a different way, a more cost-effective way for you. So when you brought that to me, I'm like, dude, that's brilliant. But now we got to get the word out to the distributors to let them know about you, because the manufacturers don't want to let them know. So I'm glad for you. I'm happy for you. I'm here to help in any way I can. Thank you for sponsoring the show. I wish you all the success in the world. And again, one last time, tell those out there, if they're looking to get in contact with you, to get a quote, or at least to get more details on what you have and what you have to offer. And it's industrial safety and a lot of shipping, industrial shipping products. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Pat@adsupplies.net, or give us a call at 888-606-3786, or visit us on the web at adsupplies.net. Thank you.
Dude, I told you he's my clone. If you do have a question for us, call us at 833-DAN-FRIO, and it's DANFRIO. Please go to my site, thefrioteam.com, and find these sponsors. Dottie Dose of Echo Home Inspections, Inc., Gary Hall with Remax Central, AD Supplies, Stuart Ramirez of eSignature Realty, Tom Mirabali, he's your independent insurance agent with Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Pat Noon, PJN Tax Solutions Group, gets the IRS off your ASS. Credit Scores and More, and Joe Tribuzio of Universal Masonry Group. So I want to thank the sponsors, and don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mortgage Update on AM 560. Now, here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. And I have a special guest in here, actually a couple people right now, that we want to dive down an area that a lot, I didn't know about this program about a year ago, had no clue about this program. And it's what we call Homes for Heroes. So what happened was, about a couple months ago, we get a client who's a disabled vet. God bless him and thank you for your services, all the veterans out there. We have a client and we're a member of a system called Homes for Heroes. So we're going to elaborate on what that specifically is in a minute, but we have this client and we're like, okay, they have to use a particular person or realtor to take advantage of this program. So we started looking around and we came across a young lady that her information on the web was phenomenal. Believe it or not, we looked you up on kind of the back end of things to see your transactions. We were very impressed. And that's why we partnered with you in regards to that client. And we're glad to have you here now. So what I want you to do is just introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, what you do, and things like that. And then what we're going to do is really dive down this program that it's a phenomenal program for any veterans out there. And it's not just veterans. There's a whole slew of people this program can help. And the program is called Homes for Heroes. So welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here today. I'm Pat Smarto. I am the managing broker and owner of Lakes Realty Group. And our offices are in Fox Lake in downtown.
So when did you start getting involved in Homes for Heroes?
I was introduced to the program at a National Association of Realtors convention in November of 2017.
Really?
And I was really looking for something that where we could give back to the community in a consistent basis. We regularly sponsor events, but we wanted to dive a little bit deeper and be able to give back to the people that serve us on a day-to-day basis.
So one of the guys on my team, Donald Kamek, he's my feet on the street.
Hello.
And I brought him in to basically, it was like, there's only so many hours in a day. So I try to do the radio and I try to do YouTubes. And then I get back to the office and I try to work on files. And then I help people in the back end, help push their files through the system. And then I get involved with this. We all wear a lot of hats. We all have, 20 balls in the air. But Donald, we brought Donald on.
Yes.
And he's basically my feet on the street. So if you're a realtor out there or a financial planner, or anybody that kind of wants to get involved with us, the FRIO team, in regards to mortgages and in helping you, grow your business, Donald's the guy to reach out to. So welcome, Donald, as well.
Thank you, Dan. And it's great being on the team. And this program is a program, Homes for Heroes. It's very passionate to my heart. I'm glad to be a part of it and partnering with Pat on it and excited to be here today to talk about
it. Sure. So what I want to do is the first thing when you hear of heroes, in my mind, and I'm just saying this, is like firefighters. Because 9/11 and everything, it's like the heroes and so forth. So, and then when I saw some of the advertisements for Home for Heroes, I thought it was just for veterans. So I made a call because my dad's a World War II veteran. He's still with us. He's 90 years old. So I was like, what can we do to help the men and women that are in the service? So then I made a phone call for Homes for Heroes and found out the broader range of people, or categories, I guess I would say, that this program can help. So can you elaborate who can benefit from this program? Let's start there. Who can benefit? What's the benefits? And then why?
So the categories, it's across not just, as you said, firefighters and military personnel, people that have served for us overseas and who are retired veterans. And I, too, had a dad. My dad flew in Korea. So,
cool.
That category certainly has a special place in my heart. But it's also teachers who are often overlooked and don't have an opportunity to benefit from programs like this. And I have a child that, has had an IEP. The teachers have been a huge help for him. So it's really great to be able to give back to those people that I know are helping our children in the schools on a day-to-day basis and don't often get a program just for them.
Sure.
And firefighters, law enforcement, the obvious military personnel. But then the last one is healthcare personnel. So doctors and nurses, people that are taking care of us physically out there. And they are able to benefit from the program as well.
I mean, I just got a question that pops in. Can you be like a secretary or somebody at the hospital? Do you have to be a registered nurse or have a PhD or something
Homes for
to
Heroes
qualify?
Allows for a little bit of latitude for us as realtors to stretch the definition a little bit. We have to be consistent about it.
Okay.
But within our own market, if we choose to extend it beyond just people who are RNs and MDs, you know, physical therapists or speech pathologists, people who are still involved in the medical field but may not have the advanced degrees of others, then yes, definitely they can benefit as well.
Gotcha. So explain the program to us.
So there's two sides to it. If you are a buyer and you're purchasing a home, you will receive a rebate based upon the purchase price of the house that you buy.
Okay.
And that comes directly to you after your closing as a check from Homes for Heroes.
Okay.
We as brokers who are representing those buyers send the monies to Homes for Heroes. There is the portion that is the rebate to the actual buyer, as well as an additional 5% that goes into the Homes for Heroes Foundation.
On average, what would you say the benefit to the hero portion of the program is?
Well, if you bought a $150,000 house, you take 0.7% of that purchase price, and that's what you'll get back. So it's over $1,000 you would get back on that $150,000 house.
Is there any catch to the home buyer, the hero piece? Because usually, I'll be devil's advocate.
Yes.
You usually don't get anything for free. There's something in the background that's like, gotcha. And I hate to look at it that way, but you know what I'm saying? The skepticism out there might be, okay, you're not just going to give me this money.
I am also a pragmatist, and we kind of slow rolled this out because I wanted to make sure the program was what they said it was.
Okay.
So it is what they say it is.
Got it. So they walk the walk and talk the talk.
That is correct.
Gotcha.
Now, if you are a seller, we reduce your listing fee that
I didn't know that.
As a listing agent would charge you. So we reduce our normal fee by 25%.
Okay.
So, and that shows up on their Alta when they're at closing, the reduction that they received.
So I just thought it was for if you're buying a house. And then on our, Donnie, on our side of the fence, you know, there might be a serviceman out there, a police officer. And I know you're kicking it right now at the police officers.
You know, it's an easy conversation to have.
It is.
It really is.
So the first thing, well, one of the things somebody might be listening saying, okay, I'm not buying or selling my house, but can I take advantage of this program?
Yeah.
Can they refinance, what's that?
It's so easy for me to have the conversation because the reason I got in this business is I enjoyed helping people. And this is such a value. And I think I'm so passionate about this program because I respect these people in the community so much.
Yeah.
I've had several law enforcement officers in my family. My uncle was a vet. My best friend, John Marin, was in Vietnam. So I see the sacrifice. I see, and for me, it feels really good to give back. So I'm excited talking about the program. I mean, I was out last night, not working it, but I ran into a sergeant in the force last night. We started talking about it. One thing led to another. He says, I want you and Pat to come in and talk to the force.
Yeah, you were texting me with his business card.
I was excited.
Like, I'm like, sweet. So it's a good introductory. So what we're doing on our side of the fence is if they're not buying a house, they're refinancing. There's really no program. Part of the program doesn't have anything to do really with refinances. So what Donnie and I came up with is, okay, here's what we're going to do. We'll still do our part. Our part is when you go through the program, we're going to discount. We will pay for your appraisal and we will give you a discounted rate. So between those two things, even if you're refinancing and there's nothing to do with buying or selling, we're going to do that. If they're buying a home, we're doing that also. So not only with the $1,000 rebate or the money they're going to get back from your side of the desk, on our side of the desk, we're going to give them discounted rates, as well as we'll pay their appraisal fee up to $500. And normally it's not over, like I think our appraisal fee is like $380 or something like that. So even if it's a 2-unit or 3-unit, they should be covered with no issues there. So, what's the best way, and then we're going to go through a whole nother segment, but what's the best way that somebody can reach out to you? And you're going to be on our, just to let you know, we're going to put you on our website. So if anybody's out there and they see, you know, they run across this program, they hear us, they just don't know where to go to our website under the Homes for Heroes will be all your information as well. Mm-hmm. So we'll put you on there. So if you're in the Illinois area, you're going to help us throughout all of Illinois. So tell us, you know, give them a little information how they can reach you. Then when we come back, we're going to walk somebody through, if they're looking to buy or sell a house, what do they need to do? So what's the best way to get you?
So there's multiple ways you can reach me. I have my cell phone with me all the time, and that is 847-338-3848. If you would prefer to email me, it's pat@lakesrealtygroup.com, LakesRealtyGroup.com.
Awesome. If you have any questions for us during the show, give us a call at 833-DAN-FRIO. Dan is D-A-N, Frio is F-R-I-O. If you'd like to reach me by email, it's dfrio@parksidelending.com, or you can go to the Frio team. com, and just scroll at the top, the headers, there'll be a Homes for Heroes tab and there'll be a sponsor tab, and we'll have you on both of those segments. But when we come back, what I want to talk about is, you know, I'm a fireman and I'm listening to the show and I want to buy a house. What do I do? So that's what we're going to talk about next. If you miss any of the shows, you can go to themortgageupdate.net. And you can find all of my previous shows as well as my sponsors. So if you would please support these guys, and I'll tell you, you know, basically what they do. Dottie Dose, Echo Home Inspections, Inc. If you're looking to buy a house and you need that house inspected, please reach out to Dottie. Gary Hall with Remax Central. AD Supplies, they're the kind of the alternative to Uline, Granger, and the Carey Company. Stuart Ramirez of eSignature Realty. Tom Mirabali, if you listen to this show or my other shows, you hear Tom all over the radio. He's your independent insurance agent with Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Pat Noon, PJN Tax Solutions Group. He's the guy that gets the IRS off your ASS. Credit Scores and More, plural, Credit Scores and More, to get your free credit scores and more. And Joe Tribuzio of Universal Masonry Group. If you're looking to have anything done in your house, remodeling, finishing the basement, fixing that kitchen, fixing the bathrooms, Joe's your guy. So I want to thank the sponsors, and don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Once again, here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. Today, I have realtor friend of ours, Pat Smarto. We brought her in because she's an expert on Homes for Heroes. We really want to get out there, reach out to the heroes of you out there listening, and help you. There's no catch. There's no gimmicks. There's no, like we were saying, you know, many times you think there's a catch to this. There really isn't. So let's go down this path. You're listening out there and you're a police officer, just saying, and you're like, you know what? This sounds pretty good. I'm in the market this spring anyways to buy a house. So how can I get involved? What's the easiest path for me to get involved in this program? So what would you say, Don?
The first step is to get pre-approved, and you can reach out for that. No charge. Spend as much time with you to go through the process. You could simply call 844-775-LOAN. That's 844-775-5626, and you'll see select Don Kamek, and I'll be more than happy to go through the process, review your credit, answer any questions you may have. At that point, I can give you a really good idea of what you can afford, what you're qualified for, and make an introduction to Pat so she can work with you on the buying side.
That's correct. And I do always remind buyers that come to me is pre-approval is critical, because if we find the home they love, we got to be able to act fast. And if you don't have the pre-approval, we can't put an offer in. So when they come to me with the pre-approval, really, the Homes for Heroes program doesn't feel any different than when we're working with someone who's not in the program. We're going to show them houses, answer questions, do research, and find what is their dream home and checks off enough of the boxes on their wish list. And then we can move forward. Where the Homes for Heroes really kicks in is after they close, they get a check back. And anyone knows that when you buy a house, you always need stuff.
Oh, boy, yeah.
So when that check comes a couple weeks later, you're buying the couch or you're buying the drapes and all the things that when you got through the mortgage process, you didn't have the money left over to do because you wanted to have a nice big down payment.
Right.
So you're taking that money after the fact and being able to have a little discretionary funds.
Gotcha.
And so above and beyond that, on the lending side, we're going to take care of your appraisal. So we're going to pay that up to $500, and you're going to get a rate discount as well as a thank you for your service.
Yeah. And that even, like I said, I want to reiterate, for those not looking to buy, this doesn't only affect those buying. You were saying, and I didn't know this, even if somebody is looking to sell their home, how does that work?
That is correct. So when you are participating in Homes for Heroes as a seller, we, Lakes Realty Group, discount our listing fee 25%. So we would normally charge is reduced by 25%. And that is reflected when we're at the closing. So you can actually see what that number looks like.
Awesome. So many of the programs, Donnie, a lot of the programs that we have, especially for veterans, I mean, it's 0% down.
Yes.
So they have 0% down.
We're covering their appraisal.
We're covering the appraisal. You have like some closing fees by the attorneys and so forth.
Yes.
That might be, it won't be completely offset by the rebate. But you could technically, if you're a veteran, get into this with basically almost nothing. You know, no money out of your, at the closing, you might sit there and actually get your earnest money back.
That's very
possible.
As
well as a check from Pat, you know, a couple weeks later.
Correct.
That's pretty phenomenal.
Yes.
So,
and these people deserve it, you know, and that's why I'm so passionate about this program. I mean, I believe in it. And again, I told you earlier this morning, it's an easy conversation to have with people. It really is.
So that's, I'll be blunt a little bit. We talked to some realtors, even the ones that are registered for Homes for Heroes, and I think they didn't know what they were getting into at the time. Here was the frustrating part on my end. They don't want to issue, because it's money out of your pocket given back to that person. And it was kind of disheartening, I guess is the best way to put it, is the realtors said, you know what, yeah, we signed up for it, but we didn't realize the impact it was going to have on our bottom line, because it took out, by the time the whole thing was done, probably like 30% of their commissions. And many of the realtors said, no, thanks. That's what was awesome when Donnie talked to you and then he came to me. He's like, she is like into this. So there was no reluctance.
And I did my research.
Yeah, you did.
I really did. I read your reviews and I said, Dan.
He was sitting behind me this whole time. And every time he looked up something, he's like, Dan, look at this.
Look at this
Dan,
review. Read this review.
So that's why he reached out to you. He found you. I won't take any kudos on this. He reached out and said, you know, here's a young lady that I think she would be a great partner with us to help us, you know, expand this program because we're new to it. I signed up for this program, I think, 3-4 months ago, and I think we got one lead from the system. And then all of a sudden, Donnie starts coming across veterans and police officers and this and that. And he's like, okay, what do we do with these? I'm like, oh. So he reached out to you and you were like a load of information. Kind of dig in a little bit more, if you can. I don't mean to put you on the spot. Of the Homes for Heroes, what are areas that you really, that are cool? I guess this is an unofficial way to put that. Is there anything you really want to stress about the Homes for Heroes program?
Well, I can tell you that, you know, we are giving a piece of our livelihood back.
Yeah.
And you have to be invested in doing that. And that's what we have done. I had my person look at how much we've done in total, and we've helped 39 people and given back over $60,000.
Wow.
That's great.
And that's $60,000 of our money, but we really believe in it.
Right.
And for the most part, it's been more of an organic growth. We have people that come to us, we identify them. We enroll them in the program.
Got it.
So just like you, I haven't necessarily got any leads specifically from Homes for Heroes that I've closed. But I think it's important, and we're committed to it.
I've done this for 32 years. I've never heard of the program. So what I want to try to use this platform with or for is to help blow this thing up, because there's a lot of people. Donnie, we just learned something just in the last couple days in regards to disabled veterans. Yeah. So if you're a disabled veteran, listen, this could save you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
I mean, depending on your
taxes.
Level of disability as a veteran, and it varies. I mean, you could be all the way up from a discount to fully tax exempt. And it's something I learned, you know, I met when I was looking into this program, I met Pat for breakfast to see if we'd be a good partner. And I could see how passionate you were about this and how excited you, and it made me excited about
it.
I came in, I'm like,
right,
this is
after,
great.
And you're like, she's the real deal. Because so many times we, and again, doing this as long as we've all done this, I've kissed a lot of frogs on that, your side of the fence, as well as you on this side of the fence. There's a lot of, you walk away with, from a lot of those, that was a bad kiss. What Donnie was saying is the meaning tax exempt. If you're 70% in most counties, in most areas, if you're 70% or more disabled, most of the time, and we can help you find this out for sure, you do not have to pay any real estate taxes. Zero. It's like
and that's huge.
You're working on a client right now. Yes. It's a really nice house. If they had to pay the taxes, how much were they? You remember?
$500-$600 a month. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're getting a gorgeous home, 5-bedroom home, and they're literally paying just about half of what their rent was, what they were paying. Yeah. And it's a beautiful home, Pat. You did a great job with it. Thank you.
He's a veteran.
Correct.
So no money down, mm-hmm. no PMI, no real estate taxes. He's buying a $250,000 home for less than most people were paying in rent.
And yes. we negotiated a closing cost credit. So that even helps him a little bit more at the table.
So he's going to get a check back from you, all his closing costs paid. We're paying the appraisal. He's going to walk away with not a penny into this thing. God bless him.
Correct.
And he deserves it.
He does deserve it.
And they're going to have a wonderful place to raise their two little kids.
Yeah. So awesome.
You know, so the other thing that got me really excited just recently with Homes, I've always been excited, but we had a client who did a rather large purchase and so therefore got a rather large check back from Homes for Heroes. And they wanted to pay it forward, and they made a donation to the Legion from the money that came back to them from Homes for Heroes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And you said earlier that you didn't know about the program. I can tell you my contact at the Legion, who is the community development, I forget exactly what his title is, but his job is to tell his community about things for veterans. He didn't know about the program.
That's not so. Hopefully this platform will allow us to kind of blow this out of the water in Illinois and all over the country, actually, because this program is available everywhere.
Correct.
One of the things I wanted to offer on the lending side, Dan, that we talked about, you know, if you're not in the market to buy a home, one of the things, rates right now are 1% lower than they were last year. So if we will go above and beyond and waive the appraisal fee and give you a discounted rate if you'd like to look at refinancing, because we will save you money.
Yeah. Last year at this time, rates were 1% higher than they are today. Think about it. $250,000, $300,000 home. I mean, you're talking $200 a month, maybe.
Yes.
And let me dive down this for 1 second. We're not looking to make you go backwards. So what I just had two clients close this week, and both of them are like, you know what, I'm saving my payment's the same, and I'm doing this or whatever. I'm saving $100 a month, but I'm going back to a 30-year term. I told them, don't save anything a month. Send in the extra $100. It's basically send in the same payment you're paying now. You're going to cut 5 years off your term. So it more than makes sense. So one last time, thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I promise you'll be all over our website so they can find you, because a lot of times people, they don't catch the phone number or the email or whatever, but you'll be on our website. So one last time though, give them your information so they can reach out to you. But again, if they can't write it down, you're driving or whatever, we'll have it on our website as well.
So I am Pat Smarto with Lakes Realty Group up in Fox Lake, Illinois, in the beautiful Chena Lakes area. We have a lot of lakes up there. So if you're a veteran that likes to fish, we do end up with a lot of retired Chicago policemen and firemen coming up to us who love to fish.
Yes.
We are in downtown Fox Lake, Illinois. Okay. My cell phone's 847-338-3848. Easy to find us on the web, lakesrealtygroup.com. And I'm at pat@lakesrealtygroup.com if you want to email me.
Awesome. Thank you so much for what you do. Thanks for joining up with us and trying to get this platform out to everybody. So God bless. Take care. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Call Dan today at 844-775-LOAN. That's 844-775-5626 or online at thefrioteam.com.